Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the DDP. Man, you have got to like the spunk and the fire of the Apostle Paul. This guy is not going to go gently. Listen to his response in Acts chapter 16, verse 35, to the magistrate's offer to just let him go. When it was day, the magistrate sent the officer, saying, "Let those men go." So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison, and now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out." And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them, and brought them out, and asked them to depart from the city. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. This is a very strategic move by the Apostle Paul, because what this does is allow Paul to continue to minister the word in a city that had incarcerated him by establishing that he's a Roman citizen, and being a Roman, he cannot be incarcerated and beat in the way that they have just handled him. And so he's challenging them, basically. Look, you did this publicly. You're not going to just send me out privately. You're going to send me out publicly so that they'll know I didn't do anything wrong. And by explaining that he's a Roman, he's allowed himself freedom to stay in the house of Lydia and continue to encourage the brethren. I think this was a great political move by Paul. And it's also interesting to note that Paul uses his citizenship to his advantage. And I don't think there's anything wrong with this. In fact, I think the Holy Spirit shows us this to show us that it's not wrong to be a part of the political process. It's not wrong to take pride in our heritage or to take pride in our nation or to experience the benefits that come with that. I think there's a balance between becoming obsessed with this system and which I think a lot of people are doing, especially in this political season of a lot of turmoil in our election and everything, and taking it too far, becoming so obsessed with it that we let it take our peace, we let it rob our joy, we let it define us rather than being defined by who we are and what we do. So anyhow, I think that Paul is giving us, through the Holy Spirit, a precedent by which we can govern ourselves. We don't have to just take everything lying down. There are certainly going to be moments where we defend ourselves. There are going to be other moments where I believe we pull the sword and then the Holy Spirit says, "Permit this also," which is what Jesus said to the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Permit this also." So I didn't want to spend too much time there, but I do think that's worth talking about. And tomorrow, we'll pick up the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Paul's about to go to Thessalonica and preach, and I want you to notice we've started to see his stops. We've seen him in Galatia. We've seen him in Philippi. We'll see him in Thessalonica. Notice these are the names of the churches at which he writes letters through the New Testament. I think it's cool to connect those letters to these stops, to these different places. And we'll get busy on that tomorrow as the Holy Spirit continues to follow the ministry of the Apostle Paul. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.